Hey, I got it. I'm doing it now.
Hi, Todd.
I went back and found it.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, remember when you're filling out the application, when it's asking how many employees, you put zero.
I put zero, and I put non-applicable. And it's saying, just submit now.
Okay.
So it says, what is the business monthly budget for GG program?
I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you. It was in the email, but let me tell you what it is. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Let me go to your notes here because I notate everything so I don't forget. Okay, so minimum monthly budget is
$365.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll stay on the phone with you.
Let's see what it does now. Okay, it's loading. It said, it must have sent it.
Praise the Lord. You got it done. Good job.
Yep. Praise the Lord.
I have to. Let me tell you. I didn't know if I told you. I'm on a Daniel fast. I gave up coffee. Do you know what a Daniel fast is?
Yeah, 21-day fast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They say it's harder to do than regular fasting, but my pastor and them done it, and I got a bunch of friends that's doing it right now. Two of them works with me, of course, but I know I can't, I put zero on there, but two of them's doing it, and it's about to kill them, but I just do my days when, I try to keep a program because, you know, it shouldn't be just sometimes. It has to become a way of life.
Exactly. I agree. You know, and our pastor actually had announced it, you know, our church is doing it and we're all in prayer right now. You know, just there's certain things I want answered, you know.
Yeah, and it's a corporate fast. And when you fast, you know, what it does is Jesus said, we prayed for the one with the devil and it wouldn't come out. And he told us, he said, you old perverse generation. He said, you have little faith. So what it does is it disconnects, the fasting disconnects you from the perverse world.
It does.
And then the praying connects you to God. So the two has to be together. They're
in light. Absolutely.
And now people are going to explain it and tell you different, this, that, and the other. But, you know, it does consecrate, put your body under subjection. And you know, they fasted in Exodus. They fasted in the book of Acts on corporate fast, the book of Acts.
Yes.
And I think in the 28th or 26th chapter, Paul was on the ship with the 246 men and they fasted for 14 days. And remember, he told them that the ship would perish. And he told them since, you know, they fasted and nobody would lose their life. Remember? But,
That
fast and strong. That's where you get connected with God.
It is. And I'll tell you, Todd, I've been a little shaky, you know, cause that I started it on Tuesday and I've been a little shaky, you know, and I'm just like pressed in. I have my Christian music going on. I got my worship music going. I try not to have it too loud when I'm on a call, you know, but I'll tell you, God has performed some miracles in my life. I mean, even with my husband, I don't know if I shared with you, my husband had kidney and colon cancer and, he's a survivor. You know, he's 2 years going on 3 years in remission and, he's on dialysis. So what he's doing, because the Daniel fast he can't really do it because he has to have that protein. So what he's doing is he's fasting away from all fast food. I said, that's okay.
There you go.
You fast. And our pastor told him, listen, if you can do that, that's plenty. So
yeah.
I love when I talk to other believers. It just, I always ask God, put someone in front of me
doctors,
I can help.
Doctors studies have in the past. Now, I wouldn't tell him to do this without the doctor telling him.
Right.
But in the past, it is true that doctors done studies, and they fasted 40 days. The person, they put them on a people that was almost dead. They would fast them for 40 days with just water. Well, your body has a fat in it. And after 4 to 5 days, you're going to have an energy, you know, because your body's not used to that. So it's going
right.
to, the average person has like 38 pounds of stored fat. So your body, that's how Jesus's body, it lived off of that.
But wow.
The 40 days, people's done studies. So the 40 days and 40 nights, you know, that's huge right there. You know, people that can do that, but.
Wow, yeah.
Fast is a good corporate fast. And it is, it's about unity, you know, solitude, you know, with the church, with the body of Christ.
Yes.
And it works, you know, but every devil in hell is going to come at you when
you
fast.
Oh, yeah.
Because as soon as Jesus got baptized in the water, he came straightway out of the water. It was the first time with the natural carnal eye that the Holy Spirit come in representation wherever the whole world could see it. It come in
right.
the form of a white dove and baptized him. So as soon as
yes.
he got baptized, it said he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and it said to be tempted by Satan. So he didn't go to the wilderness to meet Satan. Satan followed him. So
exactly.
You know, so when you're on that fast, that Satan is going to make somebody kick the dog. He's gonna
I'll tell you.
Be irritable because you're hungry.
I'll tell you, I get home and my husband, he says like one little thing, and you know, because I'm depriving my body of the foods that I like, right? You know, because I'm trying to stay in prayer and I'm kind of like disconnecting myself from sugar, from coffee. So he says like one little thing, and it's not even a bad thing, and I'm just like, get out of my house, Satan, get out of my house.
Yeah, you gotta denounce him, and that's
you know,
what Jesus
absolutely.
Did.
It was always such a pleasure speaking with you. I like I said, I always ask God, just send someone to me, whether it's someone out on the street, someone at work, another believer, just someone I can help. And it always kind of, it just really satisfies me. And it just, once again, you know, God makes himself visible, you know, and he says,
he does.
I'm here
and
I'm everywhere.
Remember this, whenever Jesus was led into the, he said he went into the wilderness, led by the Spirit to, you know, to fast. It didn't say fast, but it, you know, we for 40 days and 40 nights, we
right.
know that he went into the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights and to be tempted of the devil, but the first thing that Satan tempted him with, listen, was food.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So remember, so you just studied the man is, or the one we follow is Jesus. So if you study
Amen.
His, you know, if you can just look at, you know, and it's plain. The first thing Satan tempted him with was food.
Yeah.
So, you know, food is something that we all crave.
Amen. That's the truth.
And that Daniel fast, no coffee, no caffeine. You know, my guys are working and doing it now. And man, they have been they drink energy drinks every day, like three a piece. Man, they have been irritable with.
I tell you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Don't forget tomorrow, Todd, Ivan's going to be calling you, okay, at 5 o'clock to go over your application with you. He's also going to be, he'll be also informing you that, as a reminder, Google's going to use two different companies, right, for the background check. They use either one that's called Pinkerton or one Evident ID. And Ivan's going to let you know which one is going to be either texting you or messaging you. You'll need to give them, it's going to be a photocopy, like a picture of the front and back of your driver's license so that they can run your background check. Okay?
No worries.
All right.
As long as I'm over 7 years, I should
be good. Yeah, you're good. You're good. Yeah, because I verified that just to make sure before we even proceeded, you and I. So, yeah, 7 years is the mark. That's it. Okay?
Okay.
You have yourself a blessed afternoon. Nice talking with you again.
All right, all right. I appreciate you. And just remember what he did. It's hard to do, but he went into the mountain and he prayed all night with his disciples to God. And it says he withdrew to the wilderness often to pray often. Not sometimes, but often.
All the time.
And it said to build yourself up in the most holy faith, to pray in the
Amen.
Holy Ghost. That's the most high faith you can form is baptized in Holy Spirit, working in the nine gifts. And he said also that a fervent, heartfelt prayers of a righteous person availeth much.
Right, so, right.
Know,
absolutely.
You know, you
thank
know
you.
He prayed a lot, you know. And he would go back and forth when he went to Gethsemane, and he'd say, "Could you pray for me for just 1 hour?" So he was a living example. He lived in the flesh, and he was God, and he still too prayed, you know, earnestly and fervently, you know.
Yes, sir.
Intensity. Hey, I appreciate
absolutely.
You, Nadine. It was a pleasure.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'm looking forward to the call. If I was
likewise.
And I
absolutely.
I'll listen for the background checks and everything.
Yes, sir.
I know God's got it. It's on his time.
Amen.
I believe we're led by God to call me. So this, I believe this is going to take off.
I appreciate it. I'm so excited for you. Have yourself a blessed afternoon, okay?
Yes. See, that was confirmation.
Yes, sir. You know what it was? It was, I'm not even joking. You know what's funny is when I'm at church and we're in, because we do prayer room first, and then we have service, and I'm not even joking, and I'm even getting them now. So I know it's definitely, you know, divine, right? I
yeah,
get these chills. It's like not even cold in the room that we're in because, you know, the heater's on and stuff, and I will get
yeah.
these chills up and down my arms and my spine. And
yeah,
my pastor, that's what my pastor said, it's the Holy Spirit, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And it happens
yes.
every time when we're in deep prayer, but, oh man, it's, I could go on and on, but I know you're busy,
oh,
and
yeah.
so am I. So,
yeah,
we will talk
well,
to you tomorrow, okay?
He'll confirm his word, you know.
He will.
You remember this, if you didn't feel no pain when you do something, just like when you learn something and you go to school and you put forth effortless hours
uh-huh.
and hours, and you have whatever it is, blood, sweat, and tears, the same way with God, whatever you put in, if you don't feel it, then you're not going to get nothing back. Same way with your
right.
offering, your tithing. If you don't feel it, then you probably won't feel it when you get back, when you get it
mm-hmm.
back. The same way with your fasting, you probably, if you don't, what you put in is what you'll feel getting back. Same
Amen.
Way with your prayer life. If you didn't feel it, if it didn't take up your time, then you're probably not going to feel it getting back.
Right?
Same way.
That's
the same
true.
Sacrifices and offerings. If they didn't feel it, then they probably, if they didn't feel it when they give it away, then they probably didn't feel it when he gave it back to them.
Yep. You're right. Absolutely.
I
appreciate you too. Have a blessed day, you and your family, okay?
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.